First and Deputy First Ministers presented a report to this House in the North South Ministerial Council meeting. During the deliberations of that report, I with some other members of West Tyrone raised questions around the proposed A5 project, something that's been ongoing now for over 15 years. Little did anyone in this House know that before the clock would strike 12 last Tuesday night to usher that day into eternity, two more young lives in their teenage years would be lost on the A5 just outside of Omagh. Today again I want to tender my deepest and heartfelt sympathy to both of the families, to the work colleagues, to their friends of the young victims, two families that again have been left heartbroken. We can never comprehend the pain and the sorrow of a broken-hearted mother or a father's heart that's been torn apart with such a tragedy, an empty chair, a silent voice, a void in the home that no words can fill. We may never know the cause of this accident, but one thing we do know is that two more young lives have lost their lives, have been added to the list of fatalities on the A5. A road that is no respecter of persons. The young have been cut off in their prime. The middle-aged have been torn away from their families. And the elderly have been taken. With increased volume of traffic on the A5 from slow-moving vehicles to heavy articulated lorries and all the other smaller vehicles that use the road, I urge all using it to exercise extreme care and caution because of the dangers that's imposed on it. Today I urge the DFI Minister, who I know has a keen interest in taking the proposals for the A5 forward, and the Deputy and the First and Deputy First Ministers to seek to make improvements and safety on the A5 a priority, so that together we may see improvements for the good of all using the roadway and seek to do all to help stop the carnage of lives that's being lost on the A5.